Welcome into another episode of American Ag Today, produced by the American Ag Network. I'm your host, Jesse Allen. The U.S. dairy industry relies on exports and is constantly finding ways to find market opportunities overseas. Alex Peterson, a dairy farmer from Trenton, Missouri, is chair of the National Dairy Research and Promotion Board. At Farm Journal's Milk Business Conference last week, Peterson said exports are the key price driver for U.S. dairy.
More milk than Wisconsin produces in a year is exported by the U.S. So we're talking about a lot of milk leaving the door. And that's what's holding up the cheese and the powder price, which is class 3 and class 4. So it doesn't matter if you're in Wisconsin in the cheese market or where I'm at in a fluid market, that's what's determining our price. So we have to keep those doors open. And today, the added struggle, everyone wants our product, but getting it there is kind of the struggle for the moment, but finding new and innovative ways to make sure that happens.
However, the U.S. does not have the competitive advantage that New Zealand and the European Union have in being closer to those export markets.
But that's something that we've been proving that we can overcome to some degree, and I think that we will continue, especially as you look at the EU. Milk production is declining as we speak. New Zealand is running out of territory. They can't expand much. So these companies overseas, just like U.S. dairy, we have this horizon that we know we want to grow and we want to expand and we want to keep doing better. They know that we're the only supplier that's going to be able to do that long term. And so that also helps as we build these relationships.
While dairy groups help export dairy products, they also help companies overseas to use U.S. dairy products.
That's part of this beautiful partnership where U.S. DEC is a part of DMI, which is good that everything's kind of under one umbrella. It's also good that we get to piggyback off each other. And so as U.S. DEC goes out and is seeking market access and helping to cut regulatory burdens for businesses looking to export, they also are kind of a business development rep of a way to say, hey, this is a company that's looking to do cool things and they just need some partner, whether it's some support, some insights, all these things we've been doing with the McDonald's and the Taco Bell's the U.S., we can replicate that. And so those partnerships work really well overseas, just like they do here.
A requirement for the partnership is the companies involved overseas must use U.S. dairy products. U.S. dairy farmers export 18% of milk to overseas markets. Now, dairy producers have much to consider when it comes to dairy prices and the market heading into 2022. Mike North, a principal at Ever.ag, says typically the first half of the year sees less dairy demand.
From a demand perspective and a consumption perspective, when we cross over into a new calendar year and we leave Q4 behind us, we're not eating dairy the way we typically do in the fourth quarter. So price sensitivity grows a little bit. But if you look at the milk price today, the milk futures price, as we look forward into 2022, suggests that the consumers are preparing to pay more than they ever have for dairy products, but at a time when they typically aren't very interested in buying dairy products.
Inflation is another issue, with the Federal Reserve Bank saying interest rates could move higher faster than previously suggested.
Yeah, and I think that comes tongue-in-cheek, because when Powell came out earlier this summer and said that inflation was transitory, very few people in the market believe that. And when you were looking at the five-year index of inflation and how the market was trading that, we were already trading way out of in front of what the Fed had to say, and already were considering big inflationary impacts.
Considerations for dairy farmers in 2022 include feed availability and feed costs.
From a dairy perspective, we have the uncertainty around feed already, with inputs where they're at in terms of cost and the supply chain issues that question their availability. And now we put into question now the demand side of the dairy, and you know, that being, you know, what our clients are willing to do as they consider buying dairy products. So plenty of volatility.
North offers this advice for dairy farmers.
When we look at these tall price offerings in the first half of next year, it is something that we should be protecting. I love the DRP and the LGM as tools to use on that side. We're using a lot of option strategies, alongside of that at the CME. But the whole goal being to create floor prices under these really tall milk prices.
Again, that's Mike North, principal at Ever.ag, commenting at last week's Farm Journal Milk Business Conference. Forage availability and quality across the country is in sharp decline as we head into fall and winter, spurred on by drought conditions experienced by much of the country earlier this year. For sheep flocks and goat herds, feeding supplemental mineral now during early to mid gestation is more important than ever to make up for this gap in nutrition and impact spring lamb or kid crop numbers. Maggie Ambergy, small ruminant technical specialist with Purina Animal Nutrition and a sheep producer herself, shares how feeding a high-quality mineral during gestation can have a big impact come lambing and kidding season.
Prior to breeding and during gestation is definitely the most critical time to provide a high-quality mineral. We always say at Purina, if there's one piece of advice that we can give you, it's don't skimp on mineral. There are tons of great benefits when providing a high-quality mineral, but the highlights include, you know, better feed efficiency, immune function, hoof integrity, fetal development, less complications and problems at birth, higher birth weight, and better vigor in babies once they are on the ground.
Feeding a mineral during gestation can also help combat calcium deficiency as we're starting to see forage quality drop. But calcium isn't the only important ingredient to focus on this season. Ambergy says vitamin E and selenium are just as important.
Vitamin E and selenium play a very important role in immune function, and it's vital for growth and reproduction. And also once lambs and kids are born, it's very important and helping to prevent white muscle disease from setting in. Selenium and vitamin E are only stored in the body for a short period of time. So animals need a consistent supply, especially when we start to see forage quality and quantity decrease or get limited.
She also adds that a salt block on its own isn't enough.
Salt at too high of a level can cause dehydration or less grazing activity. With that, salt isn't enough on its own to help boost weaning rate, breeding percentages, help with those issues that come up during lambing and kidding. And sheep and goats need a balanced, quality mineral with salt included and other key nutrition ingredients to help meet their total dietary needs, not just meet their salt needs.
And while feeding a mineral is an investment, the benefits can outweigh the cost.
When we don't offer a consistent supply year-round, we really run the risk of those health issues and problems during lambing and kidding. It can really be detrimental to percent lamb and kid crops, conception rates being a big one. Hoof problems, we see that a lot. So while it is an investment, we feel that the return on investment is so much greater when providing a high-quality mineral.
Again, that's Maggie Ambergy, small ruminant technical specialist with Purina Animal Nutrition. And that's all the time we have for another episode of American Ag Today. Thank you so much for tuning in. American Ag Today, produced by the American Ag Network. I'm your host, Jesse Allen. Have a great rest of your day.